I'm now joined by Councillor Cian O'Callaghan to speak about the coastal erosion problem at Portrane Beach. A very good morning to you, Cian, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And yourself, by the way? Sorry.
Oh, all good. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be? We've got such gorgeous weather, haven't we? It's all good. Except for this particular problem. First of all, Cian, just according to the locals in Portrane, this problem has been going on for the last 15 years. It worsened year by year. And recently, one house was condemned by the council due to the erosion of sandbanks that were putting its foundations at risk. And I understand since that Fingal County Council, NPWS and the OPW, they met in June to try and develop a solution to the problem. Are you aware of any developments since that meeting?
I mean, it's been moving along very slowly, and it's very frustrating for the local residents because, as you say, this isn't something new. And in fact, the local residents over the years have been doing things like, you know, filling sandbags there at the beach to try and create a kind of, you know, temporary solution to protect their homes from the coastal erosion. So in a lot of ways, they felt, you know, forgotten about and abandoned on this. The council didn't engage with them for a number of years, and then eventually set up a coastal erosion working group, and then have more recently, you know, under pressure from the local councillors up there, met with the National Parks and Wildlife Service, and they are developing a plan to deal with this. But, you know, there's nothing, I suppose, more fearful than for people then losing their home and whatever that reason is. And, you know, to see potentially coming in and doing that is as bad as any other kind of threat to that. So it is very frustrating for the residents there, and very slow. There is a kind of wider view. I mean, there's a couple of problems here. I suppose one is that in terms of coastal erosion, is that no one in the state particularly takes responsibility for that. So sometimes the councils do some work with residents on that, but they don't have a statutory obligation to do so. And then the other problem is that, you know, there's a wider view that coastal erosion does happen, that sand shifts and dunes shift, and that's all fine if people's homes aren't under threat, or if infrastructure like roads isn't under threat. But when they are, then that's a huge problem for people to deal with, and they often feel that they are left on their own facing that threat.
Yes. That particular local group, they're saying that razor clam fishing in the Dublin Bay is the main cause of the problem. What's your view on that?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't dismiss local views or knowledge like that, and that people often know their areas better than anyone else. From what I know about coastal erosion generally, it wouldn't necessarily be caused by activity like that. Coastal erosion can happen, if you like, as part of natural cycles, and if you see any of the kind of beaches with a lot of sand dunes, let's say, you know, Port Marnock or Borough Beach in Sutton or any of these, and, you know, Dolly Mountain, in fact, sand dunes can come and go and shift. And no sooner than they're eroding in one area, they might be building up in a beach a few miles down the road or whatever. So there are those kind of natural shifts that occur. As I say, that generally won't cause a problem if there aren't homes right next to the sea. But there's homes right next to the sea, and the sand dunes are effectively the natural buffer zone and method of coastal protection, then it's a very, very real issue for people. A lot of the developments in Portrane would have happened years ago, originally as holiday homes, and then often people moved up from the north inner city or north side of Dublin and might have lived there permanently, maybe having had a holiday home first or buying a holiday home. The kind of development there in a lot of ways was, you know, kind of gradual and kind of haphazard over the years. So it wasn't necessarily very well planned, but that all happened decades ago. And this is, you know, families have grown up there now, and, you know, they obviously deserve the same sort of protection and interest from public bodies as anyone else in terms of, you know, protecting their homes. Communities.
Yes, I guess the cause of the problem is probably all to do with speculation at this particular point in time. But Fingal County Council had stated previously that they were obligated only to protect roads and alleviate flooding, not private property, due to the EU Protection Order, which, you know, that designates the beach as a habitat to wildlife. They said their hands were tied. However, one local pointed out that so much of the dunes are now obliterated and that any wildlife under a protection order no longer have a habitat to actually occupy anyway. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I mean, just on the first point, the council has certain legal obligations. The council has to carry out its legal obligations, and then the council does a lot of activities and services way beyond legal obligations. So absolutely a public road, is in public ownership. The council must protect it. It legally has to do it. It's property. Public has access to all that. That doesn't mean that the council can't take steps to help address coastal erosion. It just means they're not under a legal requirement to do so. So plenty of what the councils do, they're not under a legal requirement to do so. You know, there isn't a set amount of bins the councils have to provide, or you know, in terms of maintenance of parks or other amenities. All these things, a lot of these things are done as kind of, you know, extras for the wider kind of, you know, community and public good. In terms of, yes, it's absolutely true that there's EU legislation that protects habitats and wildlife. That includes beaches, and that has to be taken into account. So you can't just come along and disregard all that and put in measures without regard to protecting the wildlife and the habitat and birds and all of that. That doesn't mean that you can't take measures, though. And so it does mean the council needs to engage with the National Parks and Wildlife Service, and they've done that now, albeit it took them years to get to that point. And it you know, does mean they have to, you know, assess any works that they're going to do and see what impacts they might have and make sure they don't have negative impacts on habitats. Or indeed, if they do have a negative impact on a habitat, they have to be able to say, well, there's no other course of action, and, you know, so we have to take this course of action, and we're going to implement, you know, X, Y, and Z mitigating factors to compensate for the actions that we're taking in terms of protecting the habitat or the wildlife. So it doesn't mean that there aren't any options there for the council. It just means it has to be done properly, it has to be done legally, and of course they have to have regard for habitats and wildlife. I mean, these things are often used, you know, as excuses for inaction. And I mean, it is good now to finally to see, because I think that, you know, the local community and the local councillors up that direction have really raised this as an issue and put the council under pressure. It is good to see that it is progressing now, albeit slowly. We just can't have a situation where, you know, regular families are worried that they're going to lose their homes because the sea is eroding in. It's just, you know, it's just a very unfair situation for people to be in, and not one, you know, in fairness either, that they would have predicted or foreseen decades ago when they moved there and settled and built a community.
Right, OK. Sorry to harp on the past, but just to briefly touch again on the house that's literally hanging on the edge of a cliff. Around the time of Storm Emma, the owner explained that Fingal County Council systematically failed to do anything at the time. All they did was supply the sandbags and told her that the rest was her own responsibility. So the family has since lost their home, which is now only 2 feet away from toppling over into the sea. Would you agree, Cian, that the County Council actually abandoned the family in question and failed to secure their home at the time?
Yeah, I mean, that's my understanding of it from talking to people up there, and I know that's the view of the local community, that they absolutely have felt like that. I've dealt with other families in other areas with similar problems around coastal erosion, and, you know, the response from the council has been mixed. At times, council's been helpful, and at times people feel abandoned and forgotten about. And it can often depend on the individual staff that they're dealing with. And that's not really good enough. It shouldn't be depending on the goodwill of individual members of staff. So, you know, I just don't think it's right that any family would feel abandoned like that and would lose their home like that. And that it would simply be dismissed as, it's your problem, it's private property. I mean, housing shouldn't be built in areas that have that vulnerability if the council won't go on to you know, assist families in those locations. And there is planning permissions been given out by the council for properties right on the coastline and right at the edge of where the sea comes in, and they're still doing that. So, I mean, the council shouldn't be given those sorts of planning permissions and then not taking responsibility in subsequent years if problems arise. And a lot of the development up in Portrane was haphazard, but again, the council wasn't proactive in terms of managing that development, you know, and really probably should have, so these things wouldn't arise. I mean, we need to be looking ahead much better and planning ahead much better. We need to protect all of our interests and saying, yeah, if we think a piece of coastline is vulnerable, then it's not an appropriate place for development, or if it is, these are the kind of measures we need to take place to protect people.
Right. Cian, I know you're not the expert in this particular area, but would you have a personal view for a solution to the erosion problem?
Well, I mean, it's often, you know, when they do reports, often engineers come in with hard engineering solutions, which can be very costly. And often there isn't the funding for hard engineering solutions. Sometimes it's the softer solutions, such as, you know, replanting sand dunes, you know, replanting the grasses to keep them intact, that can work better, and indeed, you know, are more compatible with the wildlife and the habitats. So, you know, it's not always that the hard engineering, putting in lots of concrete or stones, that is necessary in these situations. National Parks and Wildlife Service, that's working with the council on this, have a good bit of experience and expertise as well in dealing with this. So it is important to, you know, listen to people like that have expertise. But it's just, it's very, very frustrating for the people who are living there that this is progressively getting worse year after year, and with the storms that happen. I mean, that's what can be very alarming, as you can see big chunks of the sand dunes or beach or side of the coast just gone after a storm, and all of a sudden the sea is, you know, within metres of your home. So, I mean, it can be quite alarming for people in that situation. And you would just love to be, you know, have a situation where people weren't under that kind of, you know, stress and worry, and that we're just much more proactive in dealing with this.
Yeah, actually, the locals feel that there's now an immediate risk to many homes in the area. Like, the gardens have been lost, trees were toppling down onto the beach regularly, and they fear that eventually the beach itself will disappear, the sea claiming chunks of land over time, unless something's done about it as a matter of urgency.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a lovely area up there. I've been there and I've visited and I've seen the erosion, and you can understand why people move to the areas as well. And they've, in fairness, they've looked after it very well. And there's a very kind of tight community there, and it's a little bit unusual for an area in Dublin. It's almost like a kind of tight rural community, albeit in Dublin. So I mean, it's a very kind of, you know, valuable in that sense, and would love to see it thrive, you know.
Yeah, and would you expect the powers that be to come up with something quite rapidly? Any chance of it?
Well, they are moving on it now. It's by the time they know exactly what they're doing, that they've sourced funding, that they tender, it's all of these things. You know, all of that can take years, and that's the big worry for people who are kind of going, you know, well, hopefully all of this is going to be in place before I'm at, you know, before I'm, you know, going to have my house condemned or whatever. And
Or before the next hurricane.
Yeah, no, exactly. And you don't know when they're coming, but we do know they're coming more frequently, those extreme weather events. And you can see it around the coastline. So as I say, I mean, there's a natural course in these things, and it's absolutely fine when there isn't people's homes, you know, affected, and you can let the natural course run. But where we've effectively decided or allowed to build homes next to these, we have to be planning ahead and protecting people.
Absolutely. Cian, thanks very much for taking the time to be with us today. And hopefully, hopefully the community in Portrane will be able to save their homes and what's left of the beach. So all the best to you, Cian, and take care and have a great day.
You too, Donny. See you. Bye.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Now, that was Dublin Fingal Councillor Cian O'Callaghan from Social Democrats talking about the current coastal erosion problem at Portrane.